statement. Paul Marsh is chief executive of the AFL Players Association. I mentioned the statement they've put out, which includes the line, "We were." This is the Indigenous Advisory Board. "We were angry with how Adam, one of the greatest to play the game, unquestionably, was faced with clear racial discrimination from members of the public during his time." That's part of it. Documentary one released today. The other one by Stan Grant will be released later. I've seen neither. Paul Marsh, good morning.
Morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm okay. Why are your players angry with the public?
This documentary that's being released tonight obviously tells the story of what Adam went through in 2014, 2015, in fact 2013 it started. And, you know, it's an opportunity for us to relive what happened. I think it was an extremely difficult and sad and in many respects shameful time for our game and our country. And it's an opportunity, I think, now to reflect on this. This film tonight, the final quarter, is a brilliant retelling of what happened. There's no narration, there's no interviews, it's just simply retelling the story as it happened. And I think it's an opportunity for us to watch this with an open mind and try to learn something as we move forward.
But what did the public do wrong?
Well, the public booed Adam for two seasons now. I think we can have a debate as to whether that was racism or not for part of this conversation. But the reality is that it was called out by Adam, that that's how he was feeling about it. It was called out by many people. And then from the point it was called out, we saw it continue and, in fact, increase. So it's hard to draw any other conclusion that they were booing Adam on the grounds of racism. Now, I think a large issue is because Adam... you know, he was appointed Australian of the Year. He took a position that he was going to stand up for his people. He was going to actually lead in that position. And I think Australians, not all Australians, but some Australians felt uncomfortable with that. And, you know, he was booed. As I said, it increased even after being called out for what we thought it was.
Do you, you think the war dance, in retrospect, was a mistake?
No, I don't. I think, once again, he was celebrating his culture and this, you know...
Pretty provocative, though. Pretty provocative.
Well, it's, you know, an Aboriginal man, and if you watch the documentary, you'll see how that played out. It was Indigenous round. He just scored a goal. He was celebrating on Indigenous round. So this is where I think, you know, I heard you say off the top that you haven't seen the documentary, but I'd really encourage you to.
I will, for sure.
And I'd love to have another chat to you after you've seen it, because when you splice all this together over a three-year period, I mean, we're all busy people, but this was Adam's world for 3 years, and it intensified. And, you know, there was history being repeated here, the incident with the 13-year-old girl. I mean, Adam clearly asked for her not to be the focus of this, and yet you had commentators and the film shows you saying that he was, you know, vilifying a 13-year-old girl, which was completely untrue.
That's true.
There are things in here that when you put all this together... it shows a huge impact on him. I think all he was doing was leading, and that's certainly how his Indigenous player colleagues feel about it. So as I said, people have different views about what this was at the time, and I respect those views. But what I'd ask is that people watch it with an open mind, and hopefully we learn something from it, because this is how we get better as a country.
Is it made with an open mind? They're entitled to make propaganda, but when I read about it, it sounds like a propaganda piece. Is that unfair?
It is. No, it's not at all. And, you know, there's two documentaries that we're talking about.
The second one,
the Stan Grant one, I haven't seen yet. I'll be seeing shortly. That's not due for release until August. But the Ian Darling piece, the final quarter, has no narration. It is not taken in any direction. It is just a retelling of what happened. So it's
not judgmental. You don't think it's judgmental?
It's not judgmental at all. And that's why I think it's important that you see it, Neil. And once you see it, I'm really happy to have another chat to you.
Yeah, sure. They were going to send it to me last night, and they didn't for some reason. But, look, I'd love to see it. And why do you think it should be shown in schools?
Well, I think, you know, and I'll give you my own experience. I'm a 47-year-old male. I've learnt more about Indigenous history and culture in the 5 years that I've been working in the AFL industry than I knew about it. And I don't think we do a good enough job within our schools of teaching our kids about such a fundamental and important part of our history. So this is a great piece for our kids to be seeing, you know, through the lens of a game that most people like or love. And I think there's a real message. I mean, we saw it as an AFL Players Association staff with some players, and the conversation that then came off the back of that was extremely powerful. So that's how I think this can be used. And, you know, I do think this should be positive. The statement we put out wasn't designed to inflame It was designed to actually promote the discussion and get people to actually see something that we think is a very, very important.
Well, yeah, maybe it wasn't designed to inflame, but you're accusing the public of being racist.
Well, that's not any different to what we did at the time. And as I said, there was a point in time here where it was called out for what it was. And we're not saying it's all to the public.
Of course, yeah.
That there were members of the public during this time that continually booed Adam and drove him out of the game. And, you know, we have a strong view as to what it was that was communicated by us at the time. People will have different views, and I respect that. But that's how we feel about it.
Is Adam Good still owed an apology?
Yeah, I mean, I think he probably is, and it's probably not for me to say how Adam is feeling and what he thinks the game and the country owe him. But what I do know is this incident, more than that, drove him out of football. And that's sad. He's a champion of our game. He's a champion person.
You really reckon it drove him out early? You don't think he was
close to
retirement?
No, he was close to retirement, but you know he hasn't been connected with the game since, and that doesn't sit well with me or anyone that's in the AFL industry.
Thank you very much for your time. Paul Marsh, Chief Executive, AFL Players Association. Your views?